Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When we make a mistake, we quickly admit it.
My mistake? I don't know why you're saying we.
Well, to be fair, it was none of our mistakes.
I'd like to correct that mistake.
But I mean, we could have double checked.
I was handed it by Sam.
And I was handed it by a large national news outlet.
I'm just sitting here. I don't have nothing to do with it.
We did bring it up.
Patrick Mahomes is not 28 today. He was 28 yesterday. He is 29 today. It was CBS News that sends us some of our show prep.
Sure.
That goofed it up.
Thanks a lot, CBS.
Yeah.
Happy
29th birthday to Patrick Mahomes. Do we have the audio yet? Because it makes me happy and I want to hear it. The NFL Network and the Kansas City Chiefs verified account tweeted out some of their favorite Mahomes moments from when he's mic'd up, and it is clean.
Now, wait a minute. Is it clean?
It is clean.
Because I saw a quarterback.
Remember during the Denver game a couple years ago, he goes, I think I'm a snow guy. I didn't think I'd like the snow, and then bloop, bloop, bloop.
Should I start talking about random stuff? Dime. Dodge, dip, boop, boop, dive, and dodge.
Oh! Hey!
Oh!
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 Doggone!
Look! How do you know? I'm mic'd up today, guys. I'm mic'd up. I'm mic'd up, coach.
You're mic'd up?
Mic'd up. It's showtime.
Puts the ball in his right hand, trying to stay alive. Dives for the far front pylon.
I touched him. Feliz Navidad. I think I'm a snow game guy.
That's when he goes bloop.
Bloop. Well, it was clean because it was edited, because there were definitely some M blanks in there.
Well, I'm just saying.
They cut those out.
I wish we could have played those too, because it makes me happy, but we can't do that on this program. So you just got, which
you
is
can't
him running
do that
out of the
on
tunnel.
Any program. It doesn't matter who you are.
I disagree. If you're on cable, you can say the T word, Jason Kelce.
He said, I touched that, referring to the pylon for a touchdown.
Did you guys see? It's gone viral. Of course, you've seen it. Jason Kelce dancing back in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And it's this weird Elaine type.
It's all
he was
full
feeling it.
Body movement,
yeah,
of his body.
Proven. Let's go.
It has gone viral. And some of the comments that accompany him dancing have me in absolute tears. But there is one clear winner when it comes to his dance maneuvers. And I just sent it to all the kids. This was the winner. That friend you put in the Uber an hour ago and then look up and they're back on the dance floor.
Well, what was the one yesterday about?
He is literally moving.
A work function or something.
It says, I can't get too drunk at a work function. It's a work function.
Hey,
1 hour later.
You know, dance like everybody's looking.
Amen.
Just do it.
I love him.
What's wrong with his dance moves? That's
Let's
how I
lose.
Dance.
I loved his maneuvers.
Okay.
That's how you dance?
It's, yeah.
Oh, I tear up a dance floor.
One of the memes is,
I bet you do, Sam.
Jason Kelce's world, we're all just living in it. And then the other one I just saw on Twitter says, Jason Kelce, one of the top two guys you want to have a beer with, and he's not number two.
That's pretty good. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory has issued a warning for a monstrous asteroid that is expected to rocket past Earth this evening. Dubbed, why would you issue a warning? What are we gonna go more inland?
Well, and
we're going to get on another planet.
I love this because they say it's going to be a near miss, and then you read into the body of the story, and it's like, yeah, near miss of 1.4 million miles.
621,000 miles away from Earth.
Oh, hey, they're just close. Informing people.
That is 2.6 times the distance from the Earth to the moon.
And you're better informed for it.
Okay. Well, the fact that they're informing us is a good sign that we're all going to be okay, because if we learned anything from Armageddon, if it were going to be the big one that's going to hit us, they're not going to tell us.
I don't know that anyone has ever listened to this program and thought I'm better informed because of it. But maybe you have.
That's fair. No, nobody has ever turned off their radio. Nobody has ever turned off their radio listening to Dana and Parks and said, I'm smarter for that. I learned. Great point, Dana. Great point. This is how you dress for success at Delta. Delta Airlines is reminding potential flight attendants that they need to be wearing underpants. The airline recently released a two-page memo for appearance requirements for future hires, outlining strict guidelines for how one should look during the interview process, training, and throughout their career. Delta outlines stipulations for grooming, hair, jewelry, and clothing, and includes a specific rule regarding underpants. According to the memo, potential hires and current flight attendants must wear proper undergarments, but they must not be visible.
So what you're saying is you would not be eligible to be hired.
That is correct.
Well, Dana, listen a little bit closer here, because they have to wear the skin-tight dresses, but their underwear is not allowed to be visible. There's only one type of underwear that you can wear in a skin-tight dress
okay.
that's not visible.
Okay, but, like, I'm going to have to agree here. I don't need to see your thong poking out of the top of your pants or
your skirt.
No,
that's the only thing you're going to be allowed to wear, because if you're wearing the other style, it's going to show up on your skin-tight dress.
Well, but how are they even going to know? Is there going to be an underwear inspection pre-flight?
I hope not.
Or are they checking you out or not?
I hope not.
In the subsection for hair, it states that attendants must have natural-looking hair color with no stark highlights or unnatural shades.
Oh, meaning you can't have purple hair?
That's how I read it.
Can I just say one thing nicely? Let's talk about the purple hair and the red cherry Kool-Aid hair and Joe Burrow's hair.
I thought that was Eminem.
When?
The real Slim Shady.
When did this start? Where perfectly adult women around my age thought, I'm going to go complete Joaquin Phoenix Joker and turn my hair into a color that does not exist in nature. I'm just asking. And I don't mean when you're 20 and you're finding yourself and you've got the nose
okay,
ring.
I was going to say, when I was in the clink
nope.
last year,
nope.
there was a young lady there
nope.
who dyed her hair pink.
Yes.
And I thought it looked really good on her.
This is not a new trend.
Now, she was 20.
Sam, I'm starting to notice that creeping in with the 50-year-old set.
For the Johnson County suburbs?
It was a trend a decade ago where
it
women would dye their hair gray.
To me, I need therapy.
Or attention.
Wow.
It does. I'm sorry,
really?
Ladies, over the age of 50, the pink and the purple and the cherry Kool-Aid red, it's got to go. It's got to go.
I
go
like
get
it.
A tattoo like everybody else.
You like it.
I do like it. If it's done well, of course, like any haircut.
Maybe the ones I've seen are not done well.
I am shocked that you're more focused on the dyeing of the hair than the fact that Delta is telling every female flight attendant that if they don't wear a specific type of underwear that can't be seen, they can't work that day.
Sam, I'm just so used to women being beat down in the workforce. I heard the other day at one of the courthouses again, they have tightened up their sensors in the scanning, what do you call those things? Boop, 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 like that you go through at the TSA.
Oh, the
metal detector?
The metal detectors. A girlfriend texted me that one of the counties has once again tightened up the metal detector to the point that if you are a woman wearing a bra, you are now, quote, getting felt up by the
female
deputy
guard.
Because they can't figure out how to calibrate it. So we're back to, like, we either aren't going to wear a bra going into the jail to see a client, or we can't wear an underwear.
From this the text line.
I don't even blink when I hear these stories anymore.
From the text line, that was Joe Burrow? I could have sworn that was Guy Fieri.
It's got to go. The frosted tips. I'm sorry. It's got to go.
And By the way,
he looks like he's crying out for help.
We do have
because he was quote bored.
Well, go throw a football or something.
Yeah, it's not a good. It's just it, Joe. It's not a good look.
We have one listener who says I have learned something from this show.
Oh,
yes, one person. I've learned where not to buy or try to sell a house.
Run, do not walk.
Yeah.
Story here from Channel 9. Overland Park police have one person in custody after an incident at a McDonald's restaurant early this morning. Police were called to the area of 110th and Quivira after someone spotted an armed person around 6 a.m. Dozens of officers surrounding the restaurant before taking that person into custody. I read on another website.
He fired a bunch of shots at him.
Shots. Let me go to the Channel 41. No offense, Channel 9.
No, I've got it.
More to this story.
Right here from 5. Police say an employee approached the man sitting in a black Chevy sedan in the parking lot where he began waving what appeared to be a semi-automatic rifle. The employee ran back in and called police. Overland Park officers were there within minutes. That's when the suspect began firing his weapon. Officers took cover, demanded the man put the gun down. The suspect continued to shoot until his weapon was either empty or jammed. He then dropped his weapon and was arrested. What an idiot. Mm. No one is reported hurt. Again, this started at 5:15 in the morning. That person should never see the light of day again. Ever. That should be prison for the rest of your life. 5:15 in a McDonald's parking lot in Overland Park. And you start with your automatic weapon. Bye-bye.
Semi-automatic, but I'm just trying to save some texts.
How is he not dead?
I would have, if he was shooting in the direction of police or any other living person, he should have been shot. If I was a police officer, I would have.
That's like the prosecutor's office wouldn't even have to review that.
No, they wouldn't. And what was he doing just sitting in a McDonald's parking lot at 5:15 in the morning? Story here from Channel 9. Lee Summit school district leaders held a meeting last night to discuss the future of cell phone use in schools, gathering input from about 80 parents and community members. Jennifer Foley, president of the school board, emphasizing the importance of transparency. Quoting here from Ms. Foley, "No matter which direction we take, people will at least understand why we made the decision we did. Parents express concerns about school shootings and the need to stay in constant contact with their children." Said one parent, Shannon Ross, "I think cell phones are extraordinarily important given the recent threats, particularly at this middle school." Parents also appreciated the notifications and communication benefits that cell phones provide. Well, they're not talking about taking away the parents' cell phones, guys. J.C. Crossley, a concerned taxpayer, suggested that restricting cell phone use could improve educational outcomes. Limits on cell phone use for children would be productive for learning, he said. The Lee Summit District says they plan to continue these conversations and eventually take action based on the feedback that they receive. I know how you already feel.
It's my phone. I own it.
Is there a compromise?
No. Because if you put them in fact, I was playing golf with a girlfriend the other day who used to be 35-year educator, okay? Not only a teacher, not only a principal, but higher than that. Right. She said, it's one of the factors I considered when I retired. She's my age and is retired.
What do you mean, one of the factors that she considered?
One of the factors I considered when I retired was the damn cell phones. She said, there is no winning. There is no winning. You put them in a big pot at the beginning, at the top of the classroom, someone steals the phone. You put them in sleeves, someone steals the phone. You take them away, the parents own the phone, want to talk to the kids. She said there's no winning.
Well, yes, there is.
I think there is a compromise.
You don't have to take them away. You don't have to put it in a bucket. You don't have to put it in a pouch. I just don't want to see it. If I see it, you're in trouble. That was the exact policy when I was in school. It worked to a charm. They had a rule that if they even saw the outline of your phone in your pocket in the hallway, you were going to the principal's office.
Hmm.
I think the kids should be able to use them in the hallway. I'm sorry.
I don't have a problem if they use them during lunch or something. Want to text a friend who is in another school?
I wouldn't disagree with that, but there is a way to do it here. You just have to enforce it, period. You just have to put your foot down.
What about this idea? Here's my idea. The kid gets to keep their cell phone, but they have to put it in a sleeve when they enter the classroom, and it has to stay at their desk. If there's an emergency, clearly they can remove the phone from the sleeve.
Where does the sleeve go? Because that's how my daughter's $1,500 phone was stolen, and she worked an entire summer to pay for half of it because I refused to pay for an expensive phone. It was felony theft, by the way.
Where do kids keep their cell phones anyway? Well,
you know those shoe pouches, those cheap Target shoe pouches that hang on the back of a closet door? Mm-hmm. And it's all clear pouch, clear, 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 clear. There's like 30 of them.
Yeah.
All of them were told at the beginning of the test, put your cell phone in that clear pouch. She is one of the last ones done taking her test. You know which child. She's very, like, very, very good student type A. So she's one of the last ones. She gets up to go at the end of the hour to grab her cell phone, and there's not a single cell phone left in any of the pouches. Someone stole knowingly, not a mistake, knowingly stole her phone.
Yeah. So I'm not saying you take the phone away from the kid. I like Sam's idea. I like mine a little bit better because it makes getting the phone out harder. You know, because some kid could just hide the phone right here between their legs on the seat and look at it. And when the teacher's up there writing on the chalkboard, if they still write on chalkboard.
What if there's a desk pouch? What if we have a pouch at every desk?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a desk pouch. So then your phone goes into your desk pouch.
I said when the kids walk in, they get handed a sleeve for their cell phone. Put the cell phone in the sleeve. It stays with you at your desk.
But it's sleeved.
Yeah, so they don't have access to it. They can't see it. Would be black or something. So
yeah, it's called a backpack.
Yeah.
You guys are complicating this way too much. I see your phone, get up and walk out and go to the principal's office.
Do kids take their backpacks to class?
Every single student, yes.
Is it true that students... Go ahead. Is it true that students don't have or use lockers anymore?
Yeah, there are no lockers anymore. That went the way of...
Spicoli?
Yeah. Breaking news out of Florida. Chris just... tweeted this, the Miami Dolphins have placed Tua on the injured reserve list after the quarterback was diagnosed with his third concussion that we know about in 2 years, according to the team late this afternoon.
With hopes that he will be back by week 8.
Oh, come on. You cannot put him back out there.
That is 6 weeks.
He looked like he was having a seizure.
His hands were.
Oh, bless his heart.
I don't give advice, but if I did, if I'm Tua, I've got a $147 million guaranteed contract. I'm just going home. And I'll get a Super Bowl ring by coaching.
I think he plays for the love of a game to the detriment of his own life. I really do.
And his family.
And he's not the only player that would say that.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll grab one, and then we'll move on to some other local stories. There's a ton of local news in the stack today. Josh in Green Ridge. Josh, hello.
Hey, how are you all doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So I was just chiming in with the cell phone usage in the school settings. I'm a second-year instructor. I teach in Sedalia, and the usage of cell phones to stage identifiers to get even on the internet, that's what is kind of a kicker for us, because I tried that the first day. I was like, give me your phones. They're mine. You can't have them. Well, they can't get on our internet because it's a second authentication style. Mm. So we're kind of strapped. I would say that we are really no looking back when it comes to cell phone usage inside the classroom, yeah. Which is, as a building trades instructor, my cell phones cannot go out into the shop or on the job site, but then they get burner phones and then I have to deal with that. So it's a safety factor, safety issue for me.
All right, Josh, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Is there ever a good reason to have a burner phone unless you're trying to kill someone or sell drugs?
No. I can't think of one legitimate reason to have a burner phone.
Yeah, I would agree.
You're up to no good if you're.
I mean, the whole idea of a burner phone is that you're hiding, you're concealing your identity through the phone.
And then once you do something you're not supposed to do, you just throw it in the trash.
That's right.
Get a pager.
Well, maybe not. Don't pick that one up.
Don't
stop it.
Don't read that one.
Stop it.
That's from Israel.
Stop it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's right. A story here from Fox 4. After months of complaints regarding mail service throughout the metro, local elected officials announcing they are joining forces across party lines to combat delivery delays and find solutions to the Postal Service's growing problems. Man, this is a very unique group of lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, for sure. Emmanuel Cleaver, Jake LaTurner, Sharice Davids, Mark Alford, Sam Graves, united in a bipartisan effort to address mail delivery delays in the Kansas City area.
Not just mail delivery delays, ballot delays.
Great point.
Which caused 1,000 voters' votes to be tossed on the Kansas side.
I haven't heard this story. Tell me
more. Oh, yeah. That was one of the stories we talked about on Weekend Review last week. It was more than 1,000 ballots that could not be certified that were mailed
on the right day. I did see that
they
story.
Were mailed in time, but for some reason they weren't postmarked or they didn't get somewhere that they were. I don't know what the issue was. And lawmakers on both sides are furious because that affects everybody equally. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat
or Libertarian.
Your vote was not counted in some cases because of delays with the Postal Service. It's unconscionable.
The group of elected officials has called on the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, to follow through with solutions to problems identified in an audit. The audit investigated 3 Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas locations in June. It aimed to evaluate the efficiency of delivery operations and property conditions at the processing centers. They found problems in 4 of these 5 key areas: mail clearance time, delayed mail, late canceled outbound trips, dock scanning, I don't know what that is, and security of registry items. DeJoy, the Postmaster General, determined that many of the Postal Service's issues stem from employee shortage and inadequate management. Well, your management.
Could I also give you an update, not as critical as lost ballots in the mail, but can I also give you an update on my lost sweaters, plural, that I purchased 2 of on the
different
old,
colors?
Right.
Yeah.
I would love to get an update from a very mature woman.
Thank you. I went through my PayPal yesterday, mm-hmm. went through my bank statement. I paid $98 for those 2 sweaters.
Oh my God.
They have not arrived.
How long ago was this?
Thank you for asking the question I was about to ask.
2 months. Huh. You know, my thought was maybe it'll be here by Valentine's Day. It's not looking good.
Maybe they're coming all the way from China. You never know.
Okay. That's where I was going with this.
They're on a boat.
The seller came in as Zing Zang Zoo.
Is this a joke?
Chu Zia. No, that's
a real company name.
That was the ID that took the money out of your account. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying,
Zang.
Sam.
Zang.
Well, I did.
It's not worth Googling.
I Googled it. I did not get results.
What were the last two letters?
If you Google that, it will spit back out, you're not getting your sweaters.
I think that's what it means in Chinese, in Mandarin.
In Mandarin, it means you dumb American, you are not getting your sweaters.
Dumb mature.
Yeah,
American.
I was going to say zoo right. Actually translates as mature. It's Z-H-O-U,
so,
by the way.
What have we learned?
We do not buy things on shady-looking websites on Facebook.
Now, here is a fun little tip for you.
Got it.
Do you know how to reverse image search? Okay, the
yes.
Tip is dead. Never mind.
Okay.
When you find an ad like that, here's my actual tip.
Right.
When you find an ad like that, screenshot it and crop it to just the sweater that you're looking for.
Yep.
And then take that, reverse image search it on Google, and it will give you
the actual
people that sell the
LOL.
Sweater.
It spits out LOL. Mm-hmm. Swing and a miss.
$98, huh?
$98.
You know, you can go to Amazon. They're a reputable company. And see if they have similar looking sweaters.
I guarantee you they do, because that's probably where that company got that picture from.
You're saying they don't actually have those sweaters?
I don't know.
No.
Scott, I don't know. I've never met Zang Zoo.
In about 6 months, you're going to get a box of random items, and it's going to be from Zing Zang Zoo. Yep.
Lip plumper and...
maybe some lingerie. I don't know if
I don't have time.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. It's coming in from overseas, and so I wait.
You know, there are plenty of clothing stores on the plaza and town center.
100%. It was a late night. Oh, I like that sweater. You know what? Why not? I'm going to buy that.
Was there any fermented grapes involved?
In duplicate. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
It's one bottle or two.
It's been so long since I've ordered it, Sam. I don't remember.
Oh, my word. Sam, if these people want to talk about mature woman and her sweater buying frenzy, I am happy to do it.
Why are the phones ringing?
Because people want to talk about buying things on Facebook.
Here, do you want to hear something that's even funnier? I mean, as long as we're making fun of Dana. The ads for that specific sweater just keep popping right up on my Facebook feed.
Does it really?
They're like, let's see if we can get her again.
Also, it's typically a bad sign when you have to pay through PayPal.
Yeah, I guess.
What's legitimate?
Anything that doesn't force you to use a specific payment option.
Oh, meaning they have different kinds of payment options.
Right.
You know, I've never, what are the other ones? There's PayPal and what's the one that everybody uses?
Venmo?
Venmo.
Yeah. Those are all fine.
I've never used Venmo. I've never used PayPal.
How do you not have Venmo?
I have the app on my phone, but I've never used it.
Well, wait a minute.
How do you get money to and fro when it comes to your children?
He writes checks.
I write a check and then that's a great excuse to go visit her.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrote a check last weekend for tuition.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I just Googled you're not getting your blankingsweater.com. I got results.
I bet you did.
Bob in Kansas City. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're well, thank you.
Good. Hey, Dana, if you want your money back and you use PayPal, unless you used friends and family, you just file a complaint or a report, you'll get it back.
I just kept thinking, Bob, I'm going to give it another couple weeks. And then I looked up and it was like, multiple couple of weeks.
send them a message, because I've done what you've done in the past.
Yeah.
Send them a message and say, hey, I haven't received my item. Then PayPal will ask them, where's the item? And then they'll send you either a tracking number or they'll give you your money back.
Okay.
And if Scott ever wants to get on PayPal, we have instructions on VHS if he wants to follow this.
Do you have I prefer to listen instead of watch. Do you have a cassette with that on?
Yeah, maybe.
8 tracks.
More than 8 tracks, Scott.
8 tracks as current as you get? Okay. Dang it.
How do you live without PayPal or without Venmo? I couldn't live without it.
I don't know why I'd need it.
I don't think maybe you have the volume of financial requests that come in to my phone every day from children.
Mm-mm. That's because he refuses to use PayPal.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you in 2 weeks with the check.
Yeah.
No. Well, actually, you know, because
That's how we pay rent. That's how we pay utilities for the Lawrence property. That's how you pay mom's club dues. That's how you pay. This is what I think, and I'm going to make a comment about gender here, and you're going to think I'm being sexist, but I'm not. I'm just stating a fact.
If you start a sentence with, you're going to think I'm being sexist, but I'm not, you're about to be sexist.
I think for the majority of people listening, not all, for the majority of people listening, it is the woman who handles all of that stuff.
Lies.
Nope. I'm telling you it is.
What do you mean handles all that stuff?
And I'm not saying, it's not that men don't handle certain things, but if you said, you know, what's the password to the kids' lunch accounts? I don't think there's a man in my life that could tell you that.
Oh, I couldn't.
Or how do I get, you know, I just somehow ended up handling all of that stuff. Venmo is critical to handling all of those things.
Text line's backing you up, Dana. I bet their mom has Venmo.
The mom handles all of that stuff. I'm not saying you don't handle Venmo. Especially with the college stuff, all comes through Venmo. You know, you owe $50 for this, $20 for this,
Well, like last weekend when I went to go see Maya, I took her a check for her tuition, and she'll just scan that and it goes straight to her bank account, and then she'll rip up the check or whatever you do. And then I give her a little bit of an allowance every month just for, you know, because she's a full-time student and is flying all the time and all this stuff. And I just handed her some cash.
Good.
That's how I do my transaction.
Check, in person CNC, with cash.
The CNC.
The old-fashioned way.
Check and cash. That's exactly right.
The mature way.
Sean in Olathe, real quick.
Hey, real quick, Dana, I waited for something for 4 months from China. Never got it. Finally gave up. And I wrote a little response to PayPal, and within 48 hours, I got my money back with an apology. And then what's really funny is 2 weeks later, it showed up.
Were you honest about it?
I was. I called PayPal, and they said, nope, the claim's already been settled.
Wow. Okay, Sean, do appreciate it. So you could get the money back, and then maybe in 2 months from now, these mature sweaters show up, and you can keep the money and the mature sweaters.
They're not mature sweaters. They're sweaters that were cut for the mature woman.
That means they're mature sweaters, if it's for a mature woman, right? I mean, baby clothes go on a...
baby.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. Updates on a couple of stories that we brought you earlier today. Sean P. Diddy Combs has been denied bail and will remain in federal detention.
Good.
Now, charged but not convicted yet. But you're right.
Good is just my opinion. I'm not convicting the man of any crimes yet.
If you read the complaint against him, it is gross. Gross.
He was offering up $50 million, and they said, nope.
And over in Lebanon, where if you guys have not heard this story, it is deadly, but a lot of the people who are hurt or killed are in a terrorist organization, so I'm struggling to shed a tear for them. Now, there were some children who were injured who were nearby when these pagers went off. It is alleged that Israel was behind it, and it reads like a spy novel. 9 dead in Lebanon, 2,800 injured after pagers that were used by Hezbollah exploded simultaneously. And these are lithium battery pagers. If you know anything about lithium batteries, they burn at a very high temperature. And there's video, I think I saw it on CNN, where there was one alleged Hezbollah member at a market, and he was picking through the grapes, and the bag that he had, his little satchel, or man purse or whatever, just exploded. He fell to the ground. I think he survived because he didn't move for a while, and then you start seeing his legs move just a little bit, but he was clearly injured. And how Israel got these pagers in their hands and then to Hezbollah is anybody's guess, allegedly. But one of the leading thoughts is that they intercepted a shipment of pagers going into Lebanon, knowing full well that Hezbollah uses pagers to communicate, loaded them up with a tiny little bomb and a coder that would recognize a certain text when it came in, or page, whatever they're called, I don't know. And when it received that specific message, it would explode. There was one where the guys got the pager in his hand. He's reading the page as it comes in, and boom. Bye. He is no longer with us. He's one of the nine that died. Story here from the New York Post. Costco might be known for giving their customers the most great deals. But it turned read the story before you read it the first time, Scott. But it turns out that you're spending money with each minute you spend in the store. Anyone who has ever been to Costco knows the feeling. You go to pick up specific items and end up leaving with a cart full of random things and a large receipt. Yep. They've done the research and found out that you spend about $1.75 per minute when you're in Costco.
Well, you know, they put all of the essentials in the very back corner of the store. So most people go there for groceries or the non-perishable stuff. Mm-hmm. All of that is in the far corner, and it's there because they want you to walk through all of the other deals to pick up the random stuff and spend more money.
The average Costco shopper spends 37 minutes in the store and an average bill of $64.75.
Well, I thought it would be way higher than that. Nope.
We got the news coming up in 2 minutes. Dan Weinbaum has that for you. He's Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!